Well, this is where I'm going to ask people to, for the congregation to kind of break up in groups of maybe six to eight, maybe. Just we're going to try to do this on Sunday nights and break up in groups. Gonna have some things. We're gonna just share. We're gonna read some scripture, and then gonna give you guys a few moments. If you remember that Philip did this a couple of weeks ago, where he taught, and then we kind of were in different groups and different sections. And so, you know, if you can, if you want to, please you just kind of get up and just go find about six or eight people, and I'll give you 30 seconds to do that. And so, amen. Can I have you ladies come up here? Stay right here. Wait till they get in groups. And when you see the groups, okay, while you guys are in groups, I have some helpers that are coming around to each group, and they're going to give some worksheets. So in a large group, just ask them for an extra sheet, because I told them three sheets. But if we have we have extras, then I'll go ahead and have them pass out to those that want extras. So if you're an extra, you want an extra sheet in your group, just raise your hand. Let them know that you need an extra sheet, okay? So this is a worksheet that we're going to be going over. Pastor Shannon preached on hope is alive. She used the word hope, H-O-P-E. Any extras? Raise your hand if you would like an extra. Jamie would like an extra. Anybody over there? An extra sheet? Tierney? Landon would like an extra sheet. And then Miss Alice. All right, so each group, we're going to go over. Don't go ahead. Don't go ahead of me. Thank you so much. Don't want you to start answering all those questions right now, but we're going to go to, let's go ahead and up on the slide, Hebrews 6, verses 19 through 20. This is the passage that Pastor Shannon shared this morning. Again, hope is alive. H is for him. O is for offering. P is for patient. And E is eternal. So Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner," remember she mentioned about forerunner, I thought that was really cool, about sharing with us what the forerunner actually meant, "has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. And so, this brings us to our first question, discussion question. So you discuss within the group. Pastor Shannon shared that hope meant to trust. Trust in who? You guys speak amongst your group. Trust in who? But then I want you to answer this next question. What benefit do we have in having this kind of hope? So in your group, discuss what benefits. Go around in the group, each person. What do you benefit in having hope in this person that Pastor Shannon said we ought to trust? Then when you answer that and you go around your little circle and find out what benefit each person, because each person will come up with a different answer. So don't just when someone says salvation, everyone say, Share another answer. What do you benefit from this person that we are to trust? While you're doing that, someone go to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And each in your group, you guys will go ahead and read that passage. So there'll be a bunch of mumbling, but that's okay. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Can I have slide 2? There we go. Yep, Jesus, me. This is who we hope in. We hope in Jesus. So Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. So I'm going to ask a question about this passage, Hebrews chapter 4, and then the verses that we just read, verses 19 and 20, talking about that forerunner, talking about the person of the veil. You guys already finished? Yes, go ahead, start. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, put a stop while. My phone's in my office. Just put a little stop. That way I don't have to count. I can just look at. Okay. Yeah, on your phone? Yeah, that's fine. 30 seconds is good. I was just thinking if there was a time sequence on that back screen. Oh, hey, never mind. I got it right here. Okay, I'm going to give you about 20 more seconds. In your discussion, I have a couple of questions to ask you. Yeah, just go to where Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Good discussion. I'm glad you guys are having some discussion. I have a quick question to ask you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, were there some words that you found in that passage that are similar to verse 19 through 20? Huh? High priest. Okay. Now I have this other question. Pastor Shannon shared her personal story about trust, and she gave us an example or a definition of the word trust. It meant run to for blank. Yes, good. I'm glad you guys were paying attention. So let me ask this. If from each group, let me get one answer couple of answers from each group of what you came up with. What benefit do you have in having this kind of hope? Of course, the answer was Jesus. There's the slide, me and Jesus. That's who we're supposed to trust. He's our hope, right? But what benefit? Don't say salvation because I already gave you that one. Peace. Grace, mercy, help in time of need, forgiveness. All right, good. And so these are benefits that we have that we get to partake of because of our hope in Jesus Christ. Pastor Shannon also shared about trusting in a scripture verse. She shared a personal story about trusting in a scripture verse to fit her situation. She encouraged us to be careful and not to look for a verse that not to look for a verse that we want to hear. Instead, listen for a verse that we need to hear. For those of you that weren't in Sunday school, Miss Patty said something real cool that I didn't realize. And she said there was a devotion, and in this devotion, it talked about the word listen. So, you know, if you weren't there, write down the word listen. If you're taking notes, just write down the word listen. And I actually wrote it down to see this was. But in that same word, you'll find, it's the same letters, that you'll find the word silent. And that if you remain silent or you're quiet and long enough, you'll be able to listen what God is actually saying. And so there was more to what she said, but that's what I grasped from what she said. So again, what Pastor Shannon said is that be careful not to look for a verse that fits in your situation or something that you want to hear. Instead, listen, be silent long enough to listen from God for a verse that you need to hear. So here's my second question. What verse has fastened or anchored, since Pastor Shannon used that one slide about that the anchor for our soul, what verse has fastened or anchored you in this season of your life? So go ahead and take a few moments to share with amongst each other what is something that has fastened you. What verse has fastened or anchored you in this season of your life? We're all in different seasons. And then the next part is, do you have a fight verse? So go ahead, I'll give you a minute to go ahead and discuss that. So if there are some people that don't have a fight verse within your group, find out there's someone that has a fight verse and see if that resonates with what you're going through. If not, ask the Lord to give you one. 30 more seconds. Okay, so we covered over the section of him. We talked about him being the one that we're supposed to put our trust in. He's our hope. There's benefits in having hope in him. We found in Hebrews chapter 4 that he is the high priest. We find out that he's the one that we can go to because he's the one that's gone through difficult situations that can be compared to us, yet he did not sin, so he is our high priest. And then I hope you were encouraged by listening to someone's fight verse, and hopefully it'll lead you to search for your fight verse, and that's something that you can stand on. And again, listen long enough, be silent long enough to listen from the Lord of a verse that you can stand on so that you can be fastened or anchored in the situation that you're going through in your life. So the next one is offering. Pastor Shannon said the O is offering. When we surrender our lives to God, we offer our whole selves to him. Listen, I'm not sure about you. Go to the next slide. I think the next slide is offering. When we surrender our lives to God, we offer our whole selves to him, not half. This is the problem that a lot of people face. They give God half, they give God one day, and then they want God to show up the rest of the days, but yet because they haven't surrendered totally to God, God's not going to show up because God will only show up to those who will humble themselves to him wholly, totally, not halfway. And so we need to surrender our life. When we surrender our lives to God, we offer our whole selves to him. Jesus made a statement, Matthew chapter 6, if I can get any volunteer to stand up. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Jesus made a statement, but I also want to say this. He didn't just make this statement. It's an ultimatum. An ultimatum is a requirement. Thank you for standing up. An ultimatum is a requirement. There is no other way. Jesus didn't say to follow him, you could do anything else. He stated one. Everyone say one thing. He stated one thing, and it was a requirement. So you stood first. Go ahead and read it.
And
So again, offering. Thank you for standing up and reading that. Kind of like popcorn scriptures. Popcorn. Pop up. Okay, so it's an ultimatum. It's a requirement. There's no other way. You don't, you know, just, it didn't say deny yourself for an hour. It said deny yourselves. Pick up his cross and carry it daily. So daily we're to do this. So it brought me to ask this next question, discussion question number three. Again, discussing it in your groups. What battles do you daily face when offering up your lives to God? And then the next question is, why is it hard? Why is it hard? So go ahead. And then somebody can get ready to go to Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. When I ask for it, you pop up. So again, so in your groups, what battles do you daily face when offering up your lives to God? There's no right or wrong answer. Thank you. What was your answer? What was your answer?
Every single day, that our minds are to be renewed. And so that's what we have to offer up to our God, our whole selves and our minds. Okay? The next word is patient that Pastor Shannon shared, patient. She said, hope that is seen is not hope. And that was the verses that we read a little while ago that I read right after the worship, which is Romans chapter 8, verse 24. And you put that back up on the screen so everybody can follow along. Romans 8, 24, 25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen, or hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I skipped over something that I really wanted to do, and this was talking about the difficulties in life. Life can be hard in dealing with so many struggles and unforeseen circumstances, especially when we are faced with something that we can't do alone. So let me see. Chase, come on over here, Chase. Come here, Chase.
All right, Chase, he's going to go ahead and try to pick this thing up.
Go ahead. Now, this is us when we hope in ourselves, in our own strength, okay? And so, but this is what can happen. This is what can happen when we're trying to do this. Now, JD, come on over here. Caleb, come on over here.
Thank you. Something that I would like for you guys to keep doing, especially during church, especially during time of worship. The answer is not there. You hope for it. You praise the Lord for it. This is something the Lord showed me years ago, where there was something that I was praying for, and then after I prayed for it, it was like the Lord saying, "So what are you going to do? All this time, you don't know when I'm going to show up. You don't know when the answer to that prayer is going to happen. So what are you going to do in the meantime? Are you going to wait till the answer comes and then start thanking me? And then you're going to miss out all of that time of thanking him because you were thanking him. You were thanking him in faith. And so I just encourage us that we're actually placing our hope for all these prayer requests, all these issues that we're going through, all of these difficulties that our family members and brothers and sisters in Christ are going through. We can praise and then we can pray and then we can praise and thanking God in faith, standing in faith. So Pastor Shannon shared Romans chapter 5. Verses 1 through 5, and this is where the next part that I'm going to have you guys do it in groups. I'm not sure how many of you have this verse memorized. If you do, then, you know, your group will get these answers really quick. But don't go to Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 yet. So Pastor Shannon shared Romans 5, 1 through 5, and she mentioned that rejoicing in hope, don't put it up on the screen yet either, Rejoicing in hope may not be joyful at the moment. How many of you can understand that? You're hoping for something. You're praying for something and the waiting. And man, that those moments are not joyful. Yet we should look forward to the end result, even if we don't have the answer yet. Why? Because who are you talking to? Who are you placing hope in? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm placing my hope and my faith and trust in the Lord, knowing that He is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. Now, it's not whatever Rick wants, because sometimes what Rick wants, God's saying, no, you're not getting that. But I can trust the Lord knowing that He is the one that is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever I can ask or think. And so, but here's the question. Why does waiting hurt? Why does waiting hurt? Because you're impatient. But why does it hurt? It's the process, and this is what Pastor Shannon was sharing earlier. It's the process. Process hurts. We always like to have something right away, but you miss out on all the learning, on all the training, on all the things that this passage of Scripture shares. So let's go to don't go to Romans chapter 5, but let's go to the group discussion. Fill out those questions, and the group that finishes first, if you were cheating, then do not participate. If you looked ahead, do not participate, but the group that has it first, stand up. One person from that group, stand up. Fill in the blanks.